coronavirus pandemic has struck the minority community particularly hard, but there's still hesitancy about the vaccine. This is Don Rush. A recent survey found that 1 in 4 Hispanics nationwide said they would probably not get or definitely not get the vaccine. There is outreach by Delaware state officials. Lisa Henry, Director of Community Services for the Division of Public Health.
We've had videos done by local providers who are Hispanic and done educational videos in Spanish.
And they also utilize Spanish language media like television and radio. That's the sound of ZMX 93.9 FM in Delaware. They broadcast messages urging the local population to get vaccinated. Working with the state's Latin American Community Center and local clinics, as well as calling on experts from BB Medical Center to answer questions on the air. Jasmine Buke, president of the radio station, says the dividing line about hesitancy often depends on how long they have been in the country.
The Latino people that have come probably in the past 4 years, they're like brand new in this country. They're more afraid. This is basically a country that they don't know.
But Buke says there is still a good deal of misinformation about the vaccine.
There's so many things that are going out on the Latino community. People think that if they get vaccinated, they're going to have like a chip in their arm. Or even if it sounds crazy, most people will say, I've heard that they're trying to do some project with us, you know, like one of the most crazy things that someone will say.
But there are real questions as well. Isabel is an undocumented immigrant from Guatemala.
They also don't know what the vaccine contains. That's why they don't want to get vaccinated. That's what they fear. They're also afraid that they might get sick once they do get vaccinated, and they believe that they won't be able to have children. So I tell them that I'm going to ask if that's true. People are passing this by word of mouth among themselves, that they can die, that they will not live very long. That's the fear that people have for not getting vaccinated.
And there are those like 19-year-old Bravo, who was born in Delaware and whose parents are Guatemalan. She says she's definitely not getting the vaccine.
A vaccine takes 4 years to make, and the COVID vaccine didn't even take like more than a year to make. That's like a red flag.
She went on to say that she knew 2 people who had gotten sick after they'd been vaccinated, one seriously. But it is not clear if it was connected to the vaccine itself. Another culprit in the spread of misinformation has been the internet. Dr. Martha Carolina Lopez-Silas at a clinic holding a special COVID-19 vaccination event.
I have heard a lot of myths, actually. Social media is a great thing, but it can also be a not-so-great thing because it's very easy to watch videos that aren't from the most reputable sources.
Getting vaccinated is often a family affair, where young people who are bilingual bridge the information divide for their parents who have limited English skills. Jasmine Buke with the Spanish language station.
They're not afraid of anything, and you know that. So they're like, no, it's okay, Dad. Come on, we got to do it. We got to get it.
As the number of new cases of coronavirus continue to decline, there are fears that many may choose not to get vaccinated, threatening another spike. We had editorial and translation assistance for this story from Charito Calvati-Mateco. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.